Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimade Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakta Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O mighty Arm, what in this world, or who in this world, will not be attracted by your arms, which are just like the bodies of serpents. Actually, you relieve the distress of husbandless women like us by your attractive smile and your aggressive mercy. We think that you are traveling on the surface of the earth just to benefit us only.
Svojim privlačnim osmihom i nasrtljivom milošću otklanjaš patnje žena bez muža poput nas. Mislimo da putuješ po površini zemlje samo radi naše dobrobiti.
Here, again, we hear the words of someone who is in Maya.
Tukaj znova slišimo besede čovjeka, znova osebe, ki je v Maji.
In the material world, the living entities are totally covered and as if possessed, talk nonsense.
Na materialnem svetu so živijo biti popolnoma prikrita in kot da bi nekaj obsedlo, govorijo neumnosti.
The nonsense is that one thinks one can become happy in this material sphere by sexual enjoyment.
Nesmisel je, da nekdo misli, da lahko postane srečen na materialnem svetu, pa s pomočjo seksualnega uživanja.
It is a great illusion which is very much present in this material times. Psychologists found out that A normal person thinks about 9 times in a minute of sex life.
Psihologi so odkrili, da normalni človek v eni minuti poprečno razmišlja 9-krat o seksu.
No, and not directly, of course, always, but subconsciously.
Zgleda ne vedno neposredno, ampak podzavestno.
In this way, the golden chain to material existence is maintained. It's false gold, but it seems to be valuable. This attraction to the opposite sex is very strong and goes with the living entity from body to body.
Ta privlačnost do nasprotnega nasprotnega spola je zelo močna in primarava živite, da gre iz telesa v telo.
It can never be satisfied and burns like fire.
Ta želja gre z njim iz telesa v telo in ni možno zadovoljiti nikoli tako kot ogen, ki gori.
And therefore, one always remains frustrated if one has this kind of desire, trying to fulfill it life after life, but never being successful. People become usually so desperate to enjoy material sense gratification that they do all kinds of nonsensical things or all kinds of sinful things which keep them going.
Ljudje tako obupno želijo čudno zdravljati svoje čute, da delajo samo moše nesmislene stvari in grešne stvari.
Yes. And these grace, these sins, create an impression in the heart, which goes with them.
Te grehi pa postajajo vtise v njihovem srcu, ki gredo z njimi.
See, in material life, it's not so much the action which is dangerous, but it's the impression which comes after a sinful deed, which remains with the person, and which he then has to fulfill again and again and again.
Materialno življenje ni tako nevarno samo dejanje, ampak bolj vtisi po tem grešnem dejanju, ki potem ostanejo in gredo z osebo znova in znova.
In Germany they have one expression called einmal ist keinmal. It means to do something once doesn't really count.
V Nemčini imamo izrek, ki pravi, da narediti nekaj, kar v resnici ne šteje.
For instance, you know, they say if you do a sin like drinking too much and just being flat on your back afterwards, einmal ist keinmal, you know, one time doesn't count. Or they say if you just do something like crazy sin, you know, einmal ist keinmal. But that is not correct. If you do something only once in your life, it creates these disturbing impressions and you have to do it again or have to think about it again. You become bound up by the by that impression.
Tudi če bomo to stvar zdravili samo enkrat v življenju, bomo vseeno imeli posledice in te vtise, ki nas bodo primorali, da bomo morali znova to narediti, ali pa znova razmišljati o tem.
And you even take it with you into a future life.
In to boste vzeli s seboj tudi v naslednje,
So that an anatta appears in your heart due to previous sinful activities. You want to do it again, in other words. And again and again. There are also anattas due to pious activities. Someone who has done something nice and has subsequently enjoyed will want to do that again and again. And if you ask him to do something in surrender to Krishna, he prefers to remain bound to enjoy the fruits of pious activities. Even in bhakti yoga, this problem remains.
In ti problemi ostanejo celo v bhakti yogi.
When someone does is in bhakti yoga and he makes an offense, then this offense is giving birth to another offense.
Če je bilo bhakti yogi in stvari žalitev, potem ta žalitev povzroči še naslednjo žalitev.
So that a certain anatta is created. Say, for instance, someone talks bad about devotees. That's not nice, that's an offense. But from this he will develop a habit. He will always like to talk bad about devotees. Even it can appear that if one is engaged in the process of bhakti yoga, one commits an offense. Becomes attached to the good, to the facilities which bhakti yoga offers one.
Tudi če je kdo v bhakti yogi, pa se naveže na ugodnosti, ki jih nudi.
Yes, and he becomes, he develops from this an anatta, a sinful habit.
In bo iz tega razvil anatta ali grešno navado.
For instance, he may become very much attracted to eating.
Recimo, lahko ga zelo pritegne uživanje hrane.
And he knows in Krishna consciousness the bhoga room is always full.
Da on vede v zavesti Krishne, soba z Boga vedno polna.
So he might develop the attachment to eat unoffered things.
In on tega razviti privlačno za tega, da bi jedel stvari, ki niso primerne.
Today I promised you to deal with one question.
Danes sem obljubil, da bom govoril o enem vprašanju.
The question is, why after repeated attempts to increase or advance in bhakti yoga, have we sometimes so many difficulties in our own Krishna consciousness?
Vprašanje je, zakaj še pa tako ponavljajoči se napori, da napredujemo v zavesti Krišne, zakaj imamo napljub temu še vedno mnoge probleme, težave v zavesti Krišne.
Sometimes it appears that we are washing coal.
Včasih je videti, kot da peremo premo.
You know, you wash coal, always it becomes this, always black, I mean, doesn't stop. So, the question is, we try to get purified, we try to get advanced in Krishna consciousness, but it seems we still remain attached. If we are enthusiastic, that is shaky, in other words, it's sometimes there, and sometimes it just is not there. What is the reason why we stay the way we are?
To je vprašanje, zakaj, čeprav se poskušamo očistiti zvesti Krišne, sedam demokratije održanosti in čeprav smo čast entuzijastični, če ta entuzijazem ni trajen, je stanovanja in zakaj prihali teh problemov.
We might have heard that repeatedly chanting and hearing the names of the Lord that gives love of God. How many of you have repeatedly chanted and heard? All of us. And how many of us have attained pure love of Godhead? Some maybe. One maybe. So we might ask ourselves the question, what's wrong here?
Mi se lahko vprašamo vprašanje, kaj je tukaj narobe?
It says one thing and it doesn't seem to be true.
Piše ena stvar, ki vidi kot da ne drži.
It said if you go to Vrindavan and do service there, you reach all perfection.
Rečeno je, da če odideš v Vrindavano in tam služiš, da boš dosegel vso polnost.
Who was in Vrindavan? Maybe about 10 or devotees of, from Ljubljana, or maybe 10, around 10, huh?
Less,
I thought, yes. Maybe 5. But have you reached all perfection? Difficult, I mean, to say maybe some of the five, but not all, I don't think all of the five would feel this. Now, every one of us takes prasadam, right? What is the result of taking prasadam? You lose all desires for sense gratification.
Izgubite vso željo za čudnim zadovoljanjem.
Are you all free from all desires of sense gratification?
Ali ste vsi osvobojeni vseh želja za čudnim zadovoljanjem?
Sometimes the prasad becomes the object of sense gratification.
Včasih prasad celo postane predmet čudnega zadovoljevanja.
So what is wrong here?
Kaj to meni ni v redu?
Should we close the temple now, make it into a casino, because it doesn't work, the process? I mean, someone must help us. We are in an existential dilemma this morning. It says in the scriptures that by doing the process of Krishna consciousness, we become totally spiritually advanced, pure of love, filled with love of God, free from all material desires. All perfections are there. We do it, but it seems it is not coming true.
Vršimad Bhagavatam piše, da če sedimo ta proces, potem razvijemo čiste ljubezni za Boga, da polno napredujemo, osvobodimo se vseh materialnih želja, in dosežemo vse popolnosti, ampak videti v našem primeru, da to ne deluje.
It's just like if, you know, we all want to, the plan for us is to buy this building for Krishna.
Tako kot recimo načrt je, da kupimo to zgradbo za Krishna.
Then our Duta tells us, well, very simple to make the money. You just go to this particular field, the whole temple, and we dig in the earth, and every one of us will find gold. Then the whole temple goes out in the field and digs, and no gold is there.
ten si ju trochu opet iz cijele temelje da oni bolje dobijašće svetov, no hrani nobenega sveta.
Then we lose the faith in our Dutta's statement, isn't it? He said there's gold, we did do everything, and we don't get gold. Then we are naturally, we give up our faith in the statement that here is gold.
No, ali on pravi da tam zato mi gremo kopati in ne najdemo, potem prirodno izgubimo željo, da to izjavo, da je tam zato.
What now?
Kako sedaj?
Do you see the problem?
Ali vidite problem?
It's actually not at all a problem, by the way. We have a problem, that's a fact, but the situation is not problematic and it can be solved easily. During a fever, now comes the answer, okay? And I feel if we understand this answer, and act accordingly, we will come to realize Krishna consciousness in no time. During a high fever, a person loses all taste for food. And the best food lose, you know, he can't eat it. Do you have this experience in your life sometimes? When you have a fever, you have to fast actually. When you have just a cold, then it's alright to eat. Best is halava. So, and even if someone, let us say, recovers from a fever, then he cannot eat milk preparations and ghee sabjis.
On ne more jesti ili iz mleka ili iz dija, sabji iz dija.
These things don't nourish his body. They are too healthy. No, sorry, they are only meant for healthy people. I remember just a little while ago I had a terrible disease and one of the symptoms was fever. And I could just eat one chapati maybe or two chapatis just out of duty and a little vegetable soup, that's all. So what is this fever? Huh? This is a question now, which makes it impossible for us to taste the pleasures of Krishna consciousness.
No, kaj je ta temperatura, ta pričina, to je zdaj vprašanje, ki nam ki povzroča, da je nemogoče za nas, da postanemo zavestni Krišna.
So that we cannot feel the benefits of Krishna consciousness, which I was stating in the beginning.
In da ne moramo občutiti dobrobiti zavesti Krišne, ki sem jih navedel na začetku.
If we are free from this fever, Prabhus, we will every day eat the feast of Krishna consciousness. Even the heavy preparations, love of Godhead, we will. And we will taste them very nicely. Our problems will be solved. And we will go back to Godhead in this lifetime.
In mi se bomo vrnili nazaj Bogu v tem življenju.
It has been described in the scriptures that it is aparad. Or these sinful habits which come due to either sinful previous sinful or pious activities. Or which come when you wrongly practice Krishna consciousness. Aparad is the literal meaning is offense. Now all the offenses come from the nama aparad. What is nama aparad here? What do you do when you do a nama aparad? Sorry, I'm so tired. Could sleep the whole night. Vali Briya, Prabhu.
In this way we offend Krishna personally because we ignore him.
Yes, nama aparad. Now there are ten kinds. Yes, very good. There are ten kinds of nama aparad. We all know them in our sleep already. The offense, the devotees of the Lord, to think someone is the names of Lord Shiva or Brahma are more than Krishna, and then finally to maintain material attachments, don't and not have complete faith. And yes, we know them. Or those, some of you are extremely young devotees from the Haribol Club, which is not. So you might not have them present. You might not know them all, but it's very easy. Every one of us should try to find them out. Maybe after the class, because they are so important to be avoided.
No, what you don't see, if you don't know, when the guitarists are shunali, or from the Karibon Club, and you live in the temple, then it's very important to know the shunalitve, which you have to give, so that after the lecture, you can ask, so you know which they are.
These anattas must be, let me say, these aparadas must be avoided. Otherwise we will constantly remain in this position that we do not taste the Krishna consciousness. Our high fever will not go, in other words. If you become free from these aparadas, then you can taste Krishna consciousness always. And you become a very advanced devotee in no time. Now it becomes very easy to not commit any offenses if one fixes his mind on devotional service. If we take responsibility for our service, then we will never be inattentive to the to the Lord and His holy name. The example of the arrow maker has been given. Once there was an arrow maker And he was so much fixed on making his arrow that he didn't even notice the king and his retinue which passed by.
In ta izdelovalec puščic je bil tako obsedan v izdelovanje teh puščic, da sploh ni opazil, kako je mimo prišel kralj in njegov.
Because his mind was totally absorbed in just making the arrow nicely.
Ker je bil njegov um popolnoma obsedan v to, da lepo izdela to puščicam.
And the mind, you will be interested to hear, it can only be fixed on one time at on one thing at the same time.
In zanimalo vas bo, da um lahko osredotočen v eno samo na eno stvar.
Opa, kannst du noch mal mein Buch holen? Ich glaube, in den Obstacles, wo diese Zeichnung ist, mit der, die man drauf war. Genau. It can only be fixed on one thing at one time. It is very small. Vedanta Sutra said the mind is actually very small.
Vedanta Sutra pravi, da um pravzaprav zelo majhen.
You can't put so many things into it.
Ne moreš vam postaviti nove stvari.
Like sometimes you see when you are speaking, you must think of what you are speaking, otherwise space out.
Kako vidite, včasih, kadar govorite, vi morate razmisliti o tem, kaj govorite, sicer ste raztreseni.
So the process of Krishna consciousness means to become attentive.
Na proces zavesti Krishna pomeni, da postanemo pozorni.
Each one of us must become attentive for his devotional service.
Vsak od nas mora postati pazljiv in pozoren za naše dano služenje.
The mind also is described to be chanchala. That means very unsteady.
Um je opisan tudi kot chanchala, kar pomeni zelo nestanovitni.
It always we like to jump from one subject to the next because it just can only deal with one thing at one time.
In vedno bo hotel skakati iz ene teme na drugo, kaj ti lahko obravnava samo eno stvar v enem trenutku.
For instance, you might notice you're listening to this lecture, but during your listening, you might have thought of your duties during the day, of prasadam, which will hopefully soon come, the Sunday feast, or you might have thought about that you unfortunately quarreled yesterday with someone, you know, something like this.
In kot primer je recimo kot na tem predavanju, mislim, da poslušate, ampak mogoče ste da pomislili, med predavanjem še nekaj drugega, kako se včeraj ste z nekom prebiral na nesrečo, ali pa kako, kaj bi še bilo dal na službo, ali pa na Sunday feast, ali pa presnadamo, ki bi zdaj prvo hvala prišel.
In other words, the mind always goes from subject to subject.
Z drugimi besedami, um vedno gre od enega predmeta na drugega.
Chanchala hi mana Krishna. Says Arjuna to Krishna. The mind is very flickering. It is small and it goes from one thing to the other.
Arjuna pravi Krishna, da je um majhen in stalno gre od ene stvari do druge.
I want to make now with you a psychological experiment.
Sedaj želim z vami izvesti en psihološki eksperiment.
What is this?
Kaj je to?
Old woman?
Stara ženska?
It's correct. Young woman? Well, this sounds to be in contradiction. Both?
Oh boy.
Even more strange. Yes, it is both. When you look this way, here's the eye, here's the nose, here's the mouth, here's the hairdress,
ktoré je Ruta.
Then it's an old, old gender.
Ten je stará, stará ženská.
But if you look in a different way and you see, this is the chin,
here
the eyes,
here
the neck piece, or whatever, you know, the decoration of a, and here the feather, and here's the head of the young woman. Yes, can you see both? Dhananjaya, you can only see what? The old. Some can only see the young. Dhananjaya, it's very simple. Look here. This is the chin. And here is the eye of the young woman. Here is her ear. Here's the head. Here's the neck decoration. Now? Success. Very good. So, you can all make this experiment in your own free time. I will make a photocopy and hang it in the temple. Not in the temple, before the temple. It shows you how the mind can only recognize one thing at one time, not two. You can't see the woman, the old, and the young at one time. It's not possible.
To vám kážu, že ako lako um susredotočí sa na jednu stavku, na jednu minútku, lako vidí samo mláženstvo na jednu stavku, alebo samo stavku, ne na moje oboje.
So if you want to become successful in Krishna consciousness, you have to learn to control your mind and fix it on your service. That will purify you. Then the next three is, it will purify us from all these karmic impressions in the heart. And from the seeds of sin, you know, which are yet to sprout. And then when we manage to become free from, when we manage to burn our sinful life to pieces, we can surely and nicely engage fully in the process of Krishna consciousness without apparat. Of course we must be still careful. It is described that the anattas, which are a result of apparats, they don't go so quick.
Opisana da anarte, ki so rezultat aparat, ne odidejo tako zlahka, hitro.
And the example has been given of a, you know, of a kerosene lamp.
Naveden je primer svetilke s kerozina.
Petroleum?
Petroleka,
yes. The petroleka lamp. You know, they stink, these lamps.
Smredido,
yes. When you take this, the smredido petrolska lampa out of the room, still there will be the smell. Oh, here was a petrol lamp in the room. In the same way, you might be in the brahmachari ashram or brahmacharini ashram, but there is still the smell of desires for material sense gratification. Although you don't live with a mush, a woman or a man together, still the smell is in the heart.
In čeprav vi ne živite z moškim ali ne živite z žensko, še vedno ostajate vonj v srcu.
So you always have to remain careful in the process of Krishna consciousness and be aware that you do not do something which is bringing you again back to your old anattas.
Tako morate biti vedno pazljivi v procesu zavesti Krišne in se trudite, da ne bi več vi nazaj vidite svoje anatte.
You should always think yourself to be the, let me say, the fully dependent on the mercy of Krishna.
Vedno morate misliti o sebi kot popolno odvisni od Krishnove milosti.
I want to end this presentation by telling you a little bit about what happened today.
Želim končati na mojo prezentacijo, tako da vam povem, kaj se je danes zgodilo.
Today Krishna lifts the Govardhan hill.
Danes se Krishna dvigne hri Govardhane.
To protect his devotees who were attacked by the envious Indra with powerful rainstorm.
Da bi zaščitil svoje bakle pred zavistnim Indro, ki je napadel s velikim viharjem in božjem.
You do not know what a rainstorm is unless you come to India.
Ne veste, kaj je to dežni vihar, če ne pridete v Indijo.
We once had a preaching tour through India. And we went, the monsoon came over us. I'd never forget that. We were just making our pandal. It was finished actually. We had it. It stood on the ground. And the storm came
on.
And the pandal just went like woo, and flew many kilometers through the air. We found it 1 week later. And it rained. You have no idea how much it can rain in India. The water became like this high. I'm not exaggerating. Even our Doji Baksh from Pula went a few months ago to Vrindavan, and he said if you went to the Loi Bazaar, you had to go, it's practically wait the whole street down. This is so much water. Yes. So, when Indra attacked Vrindavan, it became so heavy that you could not distinguish any longer whether there were valleys or hills. Everything was covered by this rainwater. And Krishna, in order to save his people, was lifting the Govardhan hill. Like an like a child lifts an umbrella. Yes. For 7 days Krishna remained holding the hill. And it is described that all the people in Vrindavan, some of them, they all love Krishna very much, so actually they enjoyed it very much. And they were drinking in the nectar of his transcendental form. And they felt that this was the right activity to do up to the end of their lives. Seeing Krishna's form satisfies all the senses. Now, Nanda Maharaj became a little worried for his son and he began to massage his arm that he doesn't get feel tired or some pain.
Nanda Maharaj said, stal zaskrbljen za svojega sina in začel masirati njegove roke, da mu da ne čuti bolečine.
And there happened an interesting little pastime which I want to tell you.
Today se zgodil zanimiva majhna zabava, ki vam jo želim zdaj povedati.
The cowherd boys said, Krishna, no need for you to carry this so long, you know, we can also carry a little bit. And they took their sticks, trying to, you know, holding the cowherd on him. They became a little proud that they can also lift, you know. But Krishna is doing it so effortless, it must be, you know, must be possible to lift it.
Stali so malce ponosni, da lahko oni tudi naredijo tako kot Krishna, če Krishna lahko tako obresante napore drži, potem tudi naredijo po svojimi palicami.
Then Krishna, just to show them that they were actually totally dependent on him, he transferred some of the lift on the, of the weight of the hill to these cowherd boys with their sticks. You know, and they went like, ah. And then they crashed down to the ground, it was just too heavy. So Krishna wanted to teach them the lesson that they are not Krishna. This is what we also will have to learn in our lives. We are totally dependent on Krishna's mercy. Krishna has to protect us.
Krishna nas mora zaščititi.
Otherwise, no chance for us. Only if Krishna protects us, we have some standing in devotional service. Let us never think we can be independent of Krishna. Like when this morning, when we spoke about removing the wall which separates us and from Krishna consciousness, we should know it is healing this disease, this fever, we should know it's only possible by Krishna's mercy. Yes. I have come to the end. I hope you are satisfied with this explanation which we have been given and will work at overcoming anattas which come from the aparadhas. See, when Avadhuta goes like this, I become highly alarmed because I also know when the sentence is too long, I'm also a translator, and then you have to just speculate the rest of what was said. Yeah. Team colleagues, you know, we have the same profession, translation, and therefore I become highly alarmed when Avadhuta stops and he It was like Hare Krishna. So okay, so I hope your life is now no longer the same. You will now know what to do to become fully advanced in Krishna consciousness. Just avoid the offenses against the holy name. First study them, what they are, what they mean. So, thank you very much for listening. Do you have any questions so far? It is
Think.
You must think of him means to wish him all good. You should pray for him. And then something can happen. It depends how strong your desire is. Our spiritual master, for instance, if he thinks of us, that's very good for us. You know that Konacha, there are some types of Konachas who, you know, put their eggs on the beach and then they misli about the eggs, and then they breed, they come out, the little Konachas come come out of the eggs.
Izveže jajca na obalo, in potem ona enostavno meditira na ta jajca, in potem s časoma se iz teh jajc rodijo male želje.
Just by the thought.
Samo z razmišljanjem.
And you know, an experiment, I heard of an experiment where they made soup from the mother cornicha and then the eggs didn't come out. They made a soup from the cornicha. The kamis, you know, or scientists, to test this. They killed her, in other words. So this shows you how strong this thought is. Krishna maintains his devotees by thinking of them in this material world. And if our spiritual master thinks of us nicely, it's very good for our Krishna consciousness. Sometimes as disciples we feel, oh, now Prabhupada thinks of me good. And we feel also, oh no, Prabhupada is not, he's thinking of me, but he's not satisfied. Ugh, now I'm in trouble. And do you know this? Most of you are Vishnupad disciples, you know also. When the spiritual master doesn't think good of you, then you really have to change something. So your question is a little different. You are speaking more about, you know, maybe your parents or your old friends of whom you think, isn't it? Yes, it will definitely be beneficial for them. Pray for them. That's even better than thinking of them. Just pray for them. Moi dragi, Gospod. Moi dragi, Gospod. Molim te. Moi shirka, no, moi tato, moi tatitsko. Like this.
Bože, Bože, ti zdaj malo drugače misliš na svoje ljubiske člane, moš ali prijatelje, prijatelje, no to se kako bo mišljenje na njih pomaga, ampak še bolje, če pa moriš za njih, gospoda.
Prabhupada once said this, that he prays for his disciples. He says, that's my duty.
Prabhupada enkrat dejal, da on moli za svoje učence in da to je moja dolžnost.
I have the experience in Germany, I have a box full of names.
Jaz sem izkušnja v Nemčiji, imam škatlo, ki je polna imen.
These are people whom I cultivate.
To so ljudje, kateri jaz kultiviram.
And sometimes I look at the names.
Včasih pogledam ta imena.
And pray for them.
In molim za njih.
That they become devotees.
Da bi postali bhakti.
And it works.
In deluje, funkcionira.
Mystical box. Oh, the meditation box. Many who are now in the temple there in this box. Anyone else? Have you understood what I wanted to bring towards your attention? I feel so bad this morning because I'm so tired and I can't just put it like this, the subject matter.
Zelo se zelo mi je žal, ker se danes tako trujem in ne morem zelo močno povedati fantom.
But Prabhus, we have a problem.
Ampak Prabhuji, mi imamo problem.
We are full with anatas.
Mi smo polni anatas.
In aparatas.
In aparat.
And therefore we cannot taste Krishna consciousness.
In zato ne moremo okušati zavesti Krishne.
Please don't take this on the light shoulder.
Prosim vas, ne zamite to na lahko.
Do you know so many people have left Krishna consciousness?
Ali veste, da je toliko mnogo ljudi zapustilo zavest Krishne?
Sometimes disturbing.
Včasih da vznemirja.
So think of this.
To je vznemirjoče, da pomislim.
Not Krishna consciousness is disturbing. The thing that so many have left.
Pomislim, da so toliko ljudi odšlo, potem to je zelo vznemirjoče.
Isn't it?
Ali ne?
And why?
In zakaj to?
Because they couldn't get the taste of Krishna consciousness.
Zato, ker niso mogli dobiti okusa za zavest Krishne.
Otherwise you cannot go.
Sicer ne bi mogli biti.
I mean, you don't want to go. The question doesn't come up.
No, mi še noče biti.
So we must be serious to avoid this source of not tasting.
Zdaj, mi moramo se izobivati temu
of not tasting.
Temu izvoru, da ne okušamo.
Ne okušamo, yes. I think you are not asking questions about this because you all taste the pleasures of Krishna consciousness and are fully self-realized.
Jaz mislim, da vi ne postavljate vprašanje o tem. Problemu za to, da vi vsi okušate polno kuh zavesti Krišne in ste vsi samo realizirani.
Then this, you have no problem. This is very nice.
Potem pa nimate problema. To je zelo dobro.
But somehow we also try to avoid these 10 offenses, but out of habit we create, and for instance, this chanting without attention.
Yeah.
And we may have also a desire to change it, but some of us stick to this.
Čeprav mi se poskušamo izogibati tem desetim žalitvam, pa na nek način imamo tudi želja, pa vseeno še vedno se držimo teh žalitev, da moramo jih si izdeliti.
Do you know this? You want to say, sit down. This morning I chant my rounds with full attention.
Ali poznate to, vam je znano, sjedete i potrešite, to jutro bom mantra svoje droge pozdiva.
And then somehow it's not possible, the mind begins to wander again. And all of a sudden you catch your mind being in some area of thought which has nothing to do with chanting the holy name.
Mm-hmm.
2,000 light years from the holy name. Do you know this problem? It's really disturbing sometimes. Well, the reason why this comes is because our mind is just is not purified enough. Therefore, every one of us must engage in full responsible service. This little thing we have to learn. To become responsible for our acts. When it starts even from the bhakta who mops the temple. He should think, I make this temple clean for Krishna now. I take responsibility. Not that the temple commander has to come afterwards, inspect and say, here, you forgot that, you forgot that, you forgot that. No, we take full responsibility.
Ne da mora potem temple commander biti pozneje in inšpicirati in reči, to ni vredo, to ni vredo, to ni vredo. Ampak ne, mi moramo sprejeti polno odgovornost.
Or if you have a sankirtan van.
Ali pa če imate sankirtan kombi.
We should take care that the kombi is može.
Mi bi morali poskrbeti, da je kombi sposoben.
Like in Germany, some of our groups, they just don't put oil in the sankirtan van.
Kot v Nemčiji, nekatere naše skupine preprosto ne natočijo olja v kombi.
Because they think, well, puru, do this.
Ker oni mislijo, pa ne puru on to ne.
I'm not an automobilska expert ski.
Jaz nisem ekspert za automobile.
Oh, yes. No, we must take full responsibility.
Ne, mi moramo sprejeti polno odgovornost.
And of our spiritual life, we should make it. Take care. We go to the Mangala Arati. We don't go only because our Duta won't give us prasadam when we don't go. We have to be responsible. This we have to learn. If we learn this to fix our mind on our devotion and the service, then we will easily purify it. We will purify it. Because that's the nature of devotional service. Each one of you, please take a responsibility for Krishna. Even friends of Lord Krishna can do this. Like one can say, I am responsible that the flowers are there for the worship. I am responsible that the hall and the temple, the stairways, they are cleaned all this before 10 o'clock. If all the devotees take to this new mood to be responsible, to fix your mind, we will spread like a wildfire through Slovenia.
če bi vsi mate prevzeli to razpoloženje, da sprejemo odgovornost, potem bi se mi razširili, razširili to gibanje po celi Sloveniji kot požar.
Yeah. You had already, let me just see, Dhananjaya Prabhu. Impersonalist. Yeah. Where does it come from?
How someone comes?
Or how does it come?
How one
becomes? How does someone become impersonal? From where it comes? Yes.
Znamo je da je naš tempel bakte mladi bakte, da mladi da so se impersonalni.
Impersonalni.
Kako do tega pride, kad je vidimo prakse, da nekdo pride od njih zunaj od nekje druge in je na začetku redu, potem pa pride po ta vpliv, ravno tako postane impersonalen. No, od česa to prihaja, od gun, ali od poželenja, kako do tega pride, kaj je vzrok?
It's a common experience in our large temples. That impersonalism sometimes comes in the association of devotees.
To je splošna izkušnja v velikih templjih, da impersonalizm včasih se prikrade med bhakti.
You asked, why is this so? From where does this come?
Ti sprašuješ, zakaj je tako in od kod to pride?
Well, somehow in a large temple devotees do not think of taking on responsibility.
Na nek način bhakti v velikih templjih ne razmišlja o tem, da bi morali sprejeti odgovornost.
They think the institution takes care.
Oni mislijo, da institucija skrbi.
There will somehow mysteriously always be Lakshmi for everything.
Da bo na nek način skrivnostno vedno dovolj Lakshmi za vse.
Therefore get that it is the Sankirtan devotees on whom the whole burden rests.
Zato so Sankirtan devotees, na katerih leži vse breme.
For instance, if a Grihastha wants to just stay in the temple and not, you know, do anything. He thinks, well, somehow I can be maintained. But it's Akshaya who says to Adam Slovensky, please give more than just so many tolas. We need so many tolas.
Za njega. Ampak v bistvu pa je Akshaya tisti, ki reče nekemu slovencu, ti moraš dati toliko dolarjev.
In other words, an impersonalist amongst, I mean, someone who is behaving impersonally in the association of devotees, he forgets that there are persons behind it who carry the whole thing.
Z drugimi besedami, nekdo, ki je bhakta, ki razmišlja impersonalno, on pozabra, da obstajajo osebe, ki stojijo za vse.
And an impersonalist thinks it's an institution.
In impersonalist misli, to je institucija.
But the institution he forgets is only the shadow of the people who who are there.
Vendar pa on pozabra, da institucija je samo senca ljudi, ki jo upravljajo.
When you eat prasadam,
ješ prasadam,
it's some devotees who stood in the kitchen, who just did the service.
So, za tega stojijo bhakte, ki so bili v kuhini in naredili to službo.
Like, I am like this, for instance. I get such nice prasadam, I always want to know who cooked it.
Jaz sem takšen, jaz kada dobim fin prasadam, potem vedno me zanima, kdo ga je skuhal.
But sometimes when you are in a large temple, you think you forget that.
Včasih, kada si v velikem templju, potem ti
Because there are so many. And you think somehow it just came. Like yesterday there was a kitchen meeting in the preaching room. It was about 10 devotees. Yeah, and Bimala organizing everything. So many.
Včeraj je bila je bil sestanek bakti, ki dela v kuhini in tu bilo 10 ljudi, bila se organizirala.
Like in this temple is so big, I don't know who cooks my prasadam.
Ta tempel je tako velik, da jaz ne vem, kdo kuha moj prasadam.
We don't need to find it out now, but you follow the institution. In other words, there's a danger when we have such a big place. We all think it happens just automatically somehow because it's just so many devotees. And you don't see it. I mean, the kitchen is like 20 miles away from my room.
Če tempel velik, potem enostavno razmišljamo, da recimo kuhnja je tako daleč stran in jaz pa niti ne vidiš, ne? Potem misliš, da se samo odvija.
Whereas when you are packed in such a small room, a small building like Videmska, you know exactly what everyone does and thinks at every minute of the day.
Če pa si tako najtem prostoru, kot je bilo v Videmski, potem ti veš točno, kaj počne vsaka oseba v vsakem in misli in vsakem.
You become very careful about your activities.
In zelo paziš na svoje aktivnosti.
You know, if you leave a handkerchief somewhere, everyone will know immediately, this is Dhananjaya's handkerchief. He left it there.
Zdaj veš, če boš nekaj pustil robček, da bodo vsi vedeli, aha, to je robček od Dhananjaya.
Oh, someone else. So, when we have a big temple like this, we must take care that, we become a little bit more, that we avoid this.
Kadar imamo velik temple, potem malo poskrbeti,
I don't think that it's anyone's bad intention.
Jaz ne mislim, da je to nekdo slabo namero.
Or that the Slovenic devotees, just like you said, you observe when even someone from somewhere else comes, he is the same. It doesn't have to do with Slovenia, this mentality.
No, jaz ne mislim, da to prihaja zaradi Slovenije.
This tendency just is when you have a big place. Made you, Tim. Huh? Never heard this word. But you know when you buy birds, you know, the same thing. So Toda, right?
Toda.
When every one of us takes responsibility, it stops. Like when we go into the room and there are many devotees sleeping, we should not talk. Because we will disturb the devotees. Or when we go past something and it's a mess, we should take care of it. We should, just work at the roots. When we see all these devotees, many devotees, we should still behave friendly towards as many of them as possible.
Tudi če vidimo toliko blag, moramo še vedno biti do njih prijateljski, kolikor je to mogoče.
Yeah. And then we learn a more personal attitude.
Potem se bomo naučili bolj personalno razpoloženje.
And it really starts if you take responsibility for your own service.
Ampak resnično se to začne, kadar sprejmeš odgovornost za svojo službo.
You should think, when I don't distribute so many books, it's not that someone else will do it for me. Or if I don't clean here, then the new bhakta will come and have to clean it. The temple commander will say to him, clean this please. No, we should take responsibility.
Nemyslíte, že jste mohli čistě Božího
And most important, we must take our responsibility for our own spiritual life. We should not think, well, if I don't come to Mangal Arati, then anyways, no one is coming anyways. There will be no consequence. This is Maya.
Toy Maya.
We must start to think a little bit better. Može? If we become a little bit more personal, this temple will be so attractive, you have no idea. It's one of the best temples in Vishnupad zone. Everything is so nice. Even the heating system works. I made a little pause yesterday, but it looks so nice when we get this. Is so, the temple room is just like the kingdom of God. The rooms are so big and so high, you really feel like in a room. You don't feel depressed because the ceiling is right on your head. Only this naked man, he should have a gamsha around, you know, who comes from the hole. Or bathing, you know, at least maybe a bathing dress. If this is not befitting the Slovenian, we can just put maybe a bathing dress, like maybe a sport thing. You know, as if he's a runner. Like dating worship. Even that is not so important. Yeah. Even he is all right. Moksha Rupi. So this will be the last question put by Moksha Rupi.
See that some devotee is doing something wrong, and you want to help him, and you say to him what is wrong in your stream, and then you see, you know, second time and third time, and then you develop this mentality that when you look at his devotee, you will develop this fault-finding mentality.
Yeah, you think he will never change.
Yes, and perhaps you make this progress, and this is not so. How to about this habit.
Yeah. A very serious devotee, so, of Moksha Rupi, yes. That's the problem, yeah.
Razviješ to mentaliteto, ki stane na tak, in potem tudi delaš želitve, da bi
kako se
zvoditi
mentaliteto?
Well, I personally think your question is not a right question. Let me explain. In the question is an assumption. The assumption is, well, we should never criticize. We should be tolerant. And therefore, but this assumption may not be always, you know, there may be other points also we have to think of. For instance, if a devotee repeatedly does something wrong, I mean, he should change it.
Recimo, če dakle, vedno znova dela nekaj narobe, potem bi on to moral spremeniti.
He is endangering Krishna's property.
On ogroža Krishnovo lastnino.
I want to tell you a little lila with Prabhupada, which I'm always thinking of.
Želim vam povedati eno lila s Šila Prabhupada.
In Vrindavan, our Vrindavan project was also a big project for the devotee. I mean, it's much bigger than this one. Prabhupada took great care that the devotees would take their responsibilities in managing it. Now one of the things which is necessary in Vrindavan is to have a chokidar, that's a guard. Because there are real gangs, real bandits in Vrindavan. There's a village of bandits, you know. Like in the movie. It's wild, you know. So therefore, in each temple, you know, there has to be a guard, and you know that he's there by the, it makes ping, has a bell, ping, every hour and every half hour.
Na templu ima tega stražnika in vi veste, da je on tam, kada slišite zvok bang, to je zvon, zvonnika zvoni, vsako polno ure in vsako pol ure.
I mean, bang, 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 bang means 4 o'clock in the morning. Yes. So, all of the Shukadas want to sleep. You can see them in Vrindavan, you know, they sit there at the temple. And then when they see a sannyasi, they are trained, you know, they go like, boom, stand up. I'm bored. So at the beginning of our temples, all our shogidas didn't, you know, bing, bang, they just slept, you know. This is very dangerous. Then the bandits think, well, let's go and take the money. And then one day, you know, Prabhupada decided he would change that. He would make the devotees responsible. So at that time, Shivishnupad was his personal servant. And he called him in the midst of the night. It was 12 o'clock. Prabhupada said, do you hear that? Vishnupada said, no, Prabhupada, I don't hear anything. There was just the night. You don't hear anything in us, Prabhupada? No, I can't hear anything. No,
listen.
The Chokida is sleeping.
Chokida speak.
You know, he was about bing, 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 12 times, you know.
The only one who answers is Maniti.
Get the temple president.
Complete temple president.
You know, he was in charge of the Chokida.
He was in charge of
And then they dragged the temple president out of the bed, and he came and Prabhupada said, "Why are you so spaced out?"
And the temple was vacant, the temple was standing, and his post ringer. Then Mr. Prabhupada was the car, so they call stressing.
It's your responsibility that the Chokida doesn't sleep. Because you see, we don't have the Chokidas are hired men. You know, they have a spear or a gun or something. And the temple president Gunanava at that time was hiring them and being in charge of them. And then there are so many things you have to read that. It's in the last volume of Prabhupada's Lilamrita. How Prabhupada was so disturbed when he saw some dirt somewhere, and no one said it was his responsibility. So if you see a devotee who doesn't do anything, who doesn't do it correctly, you must correct him. If somehow the devotee thinks, well, why should I listen to Moksha Rupi? He's only 2 weeks longer in the movement than I am. Then you must go to the higher authority and tell him to take care of the devotee. It's not that we should tolerate if someone always makes mistakes. This is like the social Bhagavatam lecture where all the social temple situation is discussed. So one last thing, the Christmas marathon is coming. Prabhupada marathon. We have our zone has great hopes in Slovenia. We have a few very nice Maharatis and Sankirtan devotees here. Now I want to remind you, please, our dear Prabhus, Maharatis, now comes the time when we want to see what you can do. It will require a good organization in such a small country to make a wonderful marathon. But I have no doubt that those who are responsible for this will do it very nicely, like always. Yes, let us distribute many books this year. I have seen Slovenia is becoming more and more Krishna conscious, or conscious of Krishna conscious. When we came to, when we drove to Pula, we were filling gas in one gas station in our car, and the whole gas station was saying Hare Krishna and Hare Bol. Not Hare Bol, Hare Krishna, they said. And I immediately knew this is the effect of the book distribution. People know us. And in such a place, therefore it is very important that we treat the people nicely.
In a national story is a lot of name now that